Hello, person. Welcome to this place.
Hello, person. Welcome to this place. You are now tuned into the sounds of...
Yes, 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 it's Vision Radio with myself, Dave Colombo Jenkins, and this week I'm joined by Tice and our producer, Frank Posai. How are you both doing, guys?
Good, good, good.
Excellent.
I just played the Vision stage on Rampage on Friday, which was excellent. Great sound, great lineup. I had a blast.
Amazing, amazing. And what are we going to start the show off with? Because you actually requested this particular track.
Yeah, because it came out on Friday. We played it before. This is like a Tice reload because it's out now and it's such an anthem. And this is one of those songs that it needed to be released for me to realize that it should have been in my record box for months. And I just missed it. And I regret it because this song is like... This is prime Halogenics. This is so good. It's
yes.
All about that melody. The sound design is perfect, but it's about the melody, and I love that. Like this is one of those songs you could write on an Ableton Move, and I really admire those. Like, I struggle with that kind of writing myself. So big up Lawrence, Halogenics Sawtooth on his label Gemini Gemini.
Big up Halogenics. Up the Halogenics, and now on to another favorite artist of ours. It is the man like DLR. He's got a brand new tune from the inside. Really feeling the mischievous kind of feels on this bass line. Feels like an old Players type of vibe.
You shouldn't look at records from the outside. You should like look at the records from the inside.
And this is one of my favorite artists of the moment. I've shouted Fabrizio before. This is Koido and Fake Two Piece,
who is one of my favorite artists as well. So yeah, this is an amazing combination of people.
Nice. This track's called Pelandro, and the label's called Wormhole.
Galaxy are on a vibe at the moment. Last week we played their tune Colin McRae, where Martijn questioned whether Colin McRae was a real person or not.
What?
And he definitely was. Rest, rest in peace, Colin McRae.
Colin McRae, legendary, legendary rally driver. Oh my God.
I know. He did, but he wasn't sure if he just existed within the PS1 world.
Ah, right.
But now on to Grains, which I think is the B-side of the same release. It's out on Halogenics' label, Gemini Gemini. And once again, Grains definitely do exist. And the world really lives on them and thrives on them. Big up everybody who loves gluten.
Oh,
Yes.
Okay, so other grains are available that aren't gluten-based. I thought the rice was gluten-based, but a quick cursory look suggests that rice is not gluten-based. So, celiacs, come at me. Anyway, what's coming
okay,
up next?
Okay, Dave. this is Randomer, Skrillex, Blavon, and MC Dricka Thistle on Ausla. I think it's... This came out the day of the Contra Festival, and I really love this.
Yeah.
Big up. Big up.
What a combo. Vibes are flowing on this show. We've got loads and loads of great music right from that massive Skrillex collaboration. We are on to Current Value, more new music from his Holodeck album. We've played quite a few tracks from it so far, and you may or may not have voted for some of them in some reloads. But right now, this is a tribute to Gary Larson and his surreal comics and cartoons. It's Farside. We'll be right back.
big up Current Value every time. And now this is Broma, Minorities on Vandal.
Last few weeks we have been enjoying a lot of Scope material, all tunes from his new album Tempest, which is out on Inspected and out now. I think it came out on Friday. Every single tune I've absolutely loved, especially this one. This is Back to Me. Big up Scopey.
Bring me back to me.
Okay, Frank, we are not announcing this song. Just put a thing of the Will Ferrell and Christopher Walken sketch.
Oh, I put my pants on, just like the rest of you, one leg at a time. Except, once my pants are on, I make gold records. All right, here we go. Don't fear the reaper. Take one, roll. Stop.
Bruce, could you come in here for a second, please?
I gotta have more cowbell.
Don't blow this forest, Gene!
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Just in case that Will Ferrell sample wasn't enough, that was ALR, Hidden, Hexer on the remix. And now time for a bit of Scream Arts with Future Funk, which I would also say is very present funk as well. But if you are listening to it in the future, hope the future is looking okay.
There's an old Cause for Concern track called Future Funk as well.
Is there?
I used to listen to him so much. Oh, I love that song.
Can we play it? Can we play it after this one?
Yeah. This is radio. I'm sure we can find it.
Let's do a radio.
Living hella wild, I'm living fashion.
Okay, we found it. Cause for Concern, Future Funk. This is one of those songs that shaped Noisia, that shaped us, when like one of the songs we would be listening to on headphones, on like a cassette tape or a mini disc or a portable CD player. Man, like, it's so, I've been playing a bunch of back-to-backs with people that also play like different mixdowns, and it's such a loss. Like, I love modern production technique, but it's such a loss that you cannot mix songs like these in there. Like, this music is so great, but I never get to play it, because if I do, it'll really like dive bomb, because all my other stuff sounds so much better, or yeah, more snappy or whatever.
I did hear DMZ play at Infrasound, and they also played these really old songs where the mix down would just shrink so much. But I kind of liked it because I was like, I liked this back then, and it still sounds old. Yeah. And I was kind of into it that it sounded like that. But then the new song drops, and it's again like this wall of sound, of course. But it was sort of a vibe to feel the shitty mix down, basically.
Yeah.
Still a cool song.
I saw Blackstone Empire, Renee at Rampage, and they had just done a 5-hour kind of past and present future set, and played a lot of old, the old music of the homies. Renee said they also played some old Noisia stuff. And like in that context, this music is still so good, and it is so, it's so futuristic. Like it feels more futuristic than the super futuristic kind of productions of the present, because like it's become normalized to be perfect, you know. And like
Dave, can you rehost?
This is old man talking, but things have become really easy. It's become really easy with like the splice packs and all the great plugins to sound good. And like, this is made in the 90s, and it was really hard to get this kind of sound design. And you needed to be like a true wizard. And that's cool. Like, things have changed, that's fine. And I also like that it's more accessible to everyone, but I do miss when songs like these were made by absolute wizards. But I guess now there are other wizards that are just way ahead of everyone else, and time overtakes everything, and that is also a good thing.
Into the present now, courtesy of Incursion. Low Cut has got an EP out. We played one of the tracks last week, and now we've got a remix of his of Para. It's Yacht, and this is a really, really strange UKG dubstep 140 type of concoction, mutation, fusion. This is wicked. This is my Yamuk of the week.
I drink crystal. Cosmic Crystal.
This is Wings and Serpent.
What was that?
Boing?
It started with this kind of like metallic kind of percussion sound. On boing on Dispatch.
Thank you.
nice percussion.
Lovely percussion. So Yuku are always doing really interesting things. Almost too many things that it's hard to keep up. But this one in particular. So last year they released an album by Obeka, who is from Bermuda but is now based in Manchester. Now time for the remix album. And this particular remix is Raisa Fabriani, who I believe is from Indonesia. And just a really, really interesting remix. Album concept and story behind it all. Seek and support.
This is Back to Brazil. The track's called Capo Back to Brazil by Business as Usual on Shogun. My Instagram feed algo is just Brazilian percussion currently.
Ah, brilliant.
And because the World Cup is on, a lot of it is like the percussionists in the stadium starting like they score a goal and then the percussionists start like the chant. So they play like this percussion start, and then at some point the whole crowd starts shouting the lyrical part of it. It's fucking amazing. Like, I've been texting people this video. It's like, hey, if this was FC Groningen, I would have a season ticket. I would go to every match. I'd be in the band playing, and I'd love football because this is how they celebrate a goal. Like, oh, it's so good. Like, just percussion and shouting. It's fantastic.
the reload. Reload. I did say that there was some Current Value reloads. I didn't confirm whether it was this show or a previous show, and there's definitely been some Current Value reloads in the past, but we're also in the present right now, and you have voted for, or the Patreon supporters have voted for, I should say, Immediacy, which we played last week. It's on his Holodeck album. I have to say thank you so much to everybody who supports us, especially on Patreon. That keeps this show going, and everybody who supports us in general, sends us music, sends us support, retweets things, posts things, comments, and all of those groovy things. But mainly, right now, this is a shout out to Current Value. Once again, this is Immediacy, and I'm going to immediately shut up.
This is It's All Right by K-Sonic.
It's all right.
We'll be right back.
radio, and again, we'd like to remind you of previous Vision compilations like the Mission VA. Last year, we released Mission 3, and it had this track by Suan. I think I pronounced that right. I hope I pronounced that right. It's 180. No, it's not. It's 1,800. Wow. 1,800.
1,800.
1,800. Oh, right. It's a number. It's a phone number, yes. Of course.
Yes, Dave. 1-800 Analog Acid by Swan.
Call it. Make some friends now.
This is No Context by Monty on 1985.
Thank you.
time to wrap up the show. We are starting out with a big message to people who walk around with their laces untied. This is Don't Trip by Pulsar. I knew I wouldn't be able to get through the whole show without some type of shitty bridge or lame one. I knew there would be one, and I saved it until the end. No, big up, this is Pulsar. We played most of the tracks on the EP and really enjoyed it, and it's a nice way to end the show. Thank you to everybody who has tuned in and joined us this week. We will be back again next week, and big up, guys.
Yes. See you on the next one. Ciao.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao. You're not Team Wolf fans then, you didn't get that reference.
No, Dave.
Brilliant.